Scary Dad Podcast. It is April 15th, 2019. Once again, this is episode 129. And Scott and I didn't get a chance to get together this week to actually record a show because we had the Eastern Rim Funny Book and Vintage Con out in Baytown. So he manned the booth on Saturday. I took care of it on Sunday, and we just didn't get a chance to sit down and actually record a show. I was going to do a little bit of podcasting out there, but it was just too loud. Just it wouldn't have sounded good. But we do have a special guest today. She was with me at the convention dressed as Rey from the, Star Wars episode 7, 8, and the upcoming 9. And so without too much more time, let's introduce Miss Juliet.
Hello.
So Juliet was with me, and we got to see all kinds of stuff at the show. We got to hang out with our boys, Andy. We got to hang out with Randy. We got to hang out with everybody from Sirenicide. We saw Christine. We saw Molly and Clancy. Floyd. We saw a lot of people. We got to meet Rags Morales, who drew, you were force choking him at the booth. He signed those Wonder Woman comics for me. So what was your favorite part of the Eastern Rim Vintage Con today?
Besides eating all the candy.
No, you can speak into the microphone, please. Use your regular speaking voice and just talk.
My favorite part was,
you saw a dog?
The two dogs I saw, one was a pit bull, and he was in a Spider-Man outfit, and he was born blind. And then I saw another dog that was dressed up as...
He was the cosplay dog.
He was a cosplay dog. And he was so cute that whenever I got home... All Scout did was sniff me, sniff me, sniff me, like all the way to the bottom.
You also met some writers, you met some artists, you met quite a few people today.
Oh, and Scout's my dog.
So tell me about your photo shoot.
My photo shoot, okay. My photo shoot, I had my weapons. The real lightsaber and Rey's real life staff.
And you got some pretty cool action shots with your Rey costume and your weapons, huh?
Yep.
And you met some really cool cosplay girls that were, one was dressed from Game of Thrones and another one was Harley Quinn.
Another one was Rapunzel and, Rapunzel and Ariel.
That was pretty neat, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we went out there to the Vintage Con, in Baytown. It's about, I'm going to say maybe 35, 40 minutes away from where I live, so it was a little hike. But it was
close to 1 hour.
But it was definitely worth the trip to go out there. Jacob Jerry Schaefer puts on one hell of a show. I mean, it was high quality completely from the top to the bottom. The way the vendors were treated to just the amenities, the setups, the spaces between the tables, the volunteers, accessibility to everything was couldn't have been better. And considering how short of a time he's actually been organizing this sort of event, it can only get better from here, and we're really, really excited. What were some other highlights? You met some artists. You bought a couple of books. And again, I know you got a lot of candy, but that's not really why you go. It's not a candy con. It's a comic con. But what else you got to talk?
I got a lot of weird toys. And I also got signed up for this costume contest. But we left too early and we didn't, because my dad's back started hurting too bad.
Hey, man.
Which I wasn't happy about.
It happened, man. It happens.
And I got to put Frankenstein's head on.
It's kind of like putting the star at the top of the tree, ain't it?
Yeah. on the top of the Christmas tree.
But as far as a recap, again, they did a wonderful job. I will definitely be back next time. Normally, I'm promoting something or of a sort, but I think next time I'm gonna show up as a writer and sell some books. But again, 4 and 5 stars all the way down the line, could not have been a better and more engaging and fun show.
Not 4 stars, more like 10 stars.
Yeah, it was a blast. The Comic Palooza, you know, the whole like super giant enormous cons. They're fun, but these local cons are just so much more intimate. They're so much more fun. But with that, we are going to go ahead and put a fork in episode 129. I know it's a shorty, but that's pretty much the time that we have this week to dedicate to the Scary Dad podcast. As always, you can hit us up. You can follow us on Facebook. You can hit us on Twitter. You can hit us on Instagram. You can hit us on, I don't know, just Google us. And follow us. Oh, yeah, Facebook. That's the other one.
Facebook.
And until next time, keep it scary.
I want to listen to it.
Me too.